Jesus fucking Christ.
They are definitely the test of your audio editing skills.
I mean, I normally leave their fucking mishaps in, but our new little intern, Ripley, it's her first episode in the studio.
Ripley!
She's a baby.
She's just going to have to get used to it, you know. Does that mean that Lucy gets promoted?
Well, Lucy's like head of security, which I might have to call her in to fucking remove Ripley from the studio. She keeps fucking with the decor. You know what? She should be like a stage manager.
She is.
She's fucking with our trees, our spooky trees in the studio.
Yeah. She's lights and sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
And props.
Lights and sound. Yeah. No, Lucy is still props because she scared the shit out of me with that damn street sign over there
a couple weeks ago. I forgot about that.
Well, bro, I did not.
It was like I needed to change the sign 0 days to without an accident.
I'm convinced that anybody that owns cats could probably walk through an entire haunted house and not get shot. Because if you've not had a cat run across your face at 4 a.m. In hot pursuit of another cat, then you...
In hot pursuit
what are you doing of with another your life?
Cat. Yeah. If that doesn't wake you up out of a dead sleep, you're fine. You can go to any haunted house. You can get one of those crazy ones, too. Like, I'm not scared.
What's the one called? McCamey Manor or whatever?
Yeah, something like that, where you pay...
Oh, you gotta sign, like, a torture waiver?
Yeah.
Bro, that shit is, like, unwanted dental work and shit...
Like sewing pins under your fingernails and
is it really?
Yeah.
What do you win?
$20,000.
You have to, yeah, because you're gonna spend it on all the things they gotta fix from them fucking you up.
Yeah, it's like you can get a broken arm, can't sue them. I mean, it's a torture chamber.
Yeah, you undergo like a psych eval and
yeah, McCarney Manor.
I thought it was McCamey Manor or whatever.
McCamey. He is awesome. Russ McCamey is the creator of the world's most extreme haunted house. He is also a manipulative abuser, according to three people who realize the horror is never over once you decide to enter the manor.
And it's like, oh, it's a spooky ghost finger banging you, and it's not me. Like, the dude's just, like, molesting people.
Eric!
What? I mean, that's basically what it is what they're saying. It's a fucking torture chamber.
It is. It's a legal torture chamber, which is just wild.
You have to waive all your rights to go in there. Which is mind blowing.
There's no way
for 20 grand.
There's for 8 hours. You have to last for 8 hours. No,
it's like, dude, by hour six, it's like, well, fuck. I mean, what else can we do to this guy?
Somebody said I would rather do 10 rounds with John Wayne Gacy.
That's fucking great.
We'd be safe.
We would be.
You guys want to see the handcuff trick?
Lord. He wouldn't do anything to me and Christian.
No. He'd definitely play with your butthole.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's your butthole you got to
No.
He would finger pop the shit out of you.
No, I'm too old and big.
Well, that's all he's got.
He likes them young bucks. I think I'm safe. I think I'm in the clear on that one.
That was... kudos to that Reddit user, because that was great. That was funny.
But we definitely need to cover that at some point in time. Like, there's tons of people trying to get that thing shut down. But
I don't blame them. It's awful.
Fucking 8 hours of torture for 20 grand. That is not nearly enough.
No.
For the shit that they do to you, and we'll cover it all eventually. Like,
it's the unwanted dental work for me.
Well, I don't know why that makes me laugh when you say that.
I mean, effectively, they could even piss and shit on you.
Ew.
I mean, I haven't gone through the entire contract, but I'm pretty sure they just have free reign to do whatever the fuck they want.
Here is the actual waiver.
Save it, because we might do a bonus, like, Halloween thing with this. That I think that could be fun. We'll save it for Halloween. But, so what's been going on? It's been, what, 2 weeks since we recorded the Loveland Frogman?
Yes.
We got a cat.
Was it really 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Dang. I know. It's been a nice little break, though.
Well, we had the Snallygaster episode shelved because we were pre-recording a ton of shit.
Oh, my God. That was one of... Yeah. Is that the one with the chicken and the eggs?
Mm-hmm.
You're all welcome.
Well, I'll save this way for we'll highlight some good spot. I was reading.
We'll definitely make a mini-sode for Halloween.
It just says you're gonna get hurt. They should have just put that and just had you initial next.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Get in the octagon. Yeah. That place is wild.
Well, without further ado, Sam, we're talking about one of probably the creepiest fucking places. It inspired movies and TV shows and all sorts of shit.
Yeah, there's a new movie coming out about it, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I know American Horror Stories did like a version, like a play up of it.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
It was one that, it was like right after.
It was either them or Creepshow. I can't remember.
No, they did Roanoke.
Yeah, I'm talking about American Horror Stories, the anthology ones. Oh,
the little ones. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't watched those.
They're really good. I'm actually a huge fan.
Yeah, it was solid. But, yeah. Anyway, Sam, what are we talking about tonight?
Lake Lanier.
For the people that didn't read the title of the episode.
Yeah. We're talking about Lake Lanier. I didn't realize how fucking horrible this place is.
Oh, it's bad. Like when you suggested it, I was like, oh.
She had a synopsis already typed up. Did you have to just pull that out of your brain? Did you already have that typed up?
Oh no, I straight up domed that shit.
I had seen it on TikTok a bunch. Like
I didn't even know there was a Lanier TikTok.
Oh yeah, it's crazy.
I didn't know. I should have gone down that K-hole.
I spent hours on it one day. That's what I'd vaguely heard about it. Like I put a pin in it in my head and I was just like, oh.
Yeah, I was talking to Michael about it and he was just like, what is this? And I told him, he was like, oh yeah, I think I've heard of it. And I was like, yeah, you a think? A ton
of people have heard of it.
I didn't even know. So I knew like the basis of it because there's a man-made lake in my hometown, Smith Mountain Lake.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nowhere near the level of shit that this is. Wild. The longer I read, I was like, bro, what the fuck? So, here we go.
Well, I forgot to introduce the show. Welcome to Creeps in the Crypt, everybody. This is Eric, and as always, I'm joined by...
This is Christian.
And Sam.
So, before we get into this...
on the unnamed podcast. Wait, yeah. Never mind. We still have to put that in there.
Yeah, we still have a name. Guys, make sure you are downloading and sharing the episodes. Please make sure your auto downloads are on for Apple Podcast. We went from like getting a lot of downloads to 1 week getting half. So I'm assuming Apple un-auto downloaded like the show, which sucks that they do that. But please turn your auto downloads on. Please make sure you download, subscribe, review, whatever you need to do. And Sam, let's go into this.
Let's dive in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was waiting for somebody to say it. Like, please make the joke. You have to. There was only one time that you could do it. It'd be this time.
You're welcome.
With the week I've had, I would just, you know, let myself drown. Like, I'm good. Just let the water, well, let the waters take me away.
I want you to know that you're really bringing me down over here.
So, Lake Lanier is not only the largest, but it's the deadliest lake in the U.S. Around 11 million people visit Lake Lanier every year. And for comparison, that's about the same as the Louvre gets per year.
That's fucking crazy.
Like the museum where the Mona Lisa is. As many people are
going to this fucking graveyard waterland.
Literally.
That go see the Mona Lisa.
Literally.
It's nuts.
Just for reference. But even with the millions of people that visit it each year, it doesn't explain at this point, it's over 500 deaths that have occurred in Lake Lanier. I have a final death toll at the end.
A current one to date.
Yes.
I'm sure there will be more.
I'm sure. So there's another lake. It's called Lake Alatuna. I may or may not be pronouncing that correctly, but we all know who I am here. So we're
I like that name. It makes me think of
Alatuna.
If you want a good laugh, go back and listen to the
fuck you, Eric. I hate that episode. I think you just rolled some Scrabble letters on the counter and just put it together and was like,
this isn't even real.
It's like
evil little wheels in your head.
It's that fucking movie Bruce Almighty where he fucks with a teleprompter.
That was quite literally me. So thank you. It's
fucking great.
I hate that episode.
People love it.
I'm glad they do. Because it was painful.
I enjoyed it. I had a good time.
I bet you did.
I love dinosaurs.
I love dinosaurs. Ones I can pronounce.
She likes the one, like the easy version that they give them, not their scientific name. Yes. Nobody can pronounce. It's got a lot of, you know, Latin, you know, inspiration in it.
Still good shit. This show needs more dinosaurs. Oh,
whatever. Then you can read it.
Well, at least you guys got over the participation.
I will never be over that.
We got.
I wish we still had that soundbite.
I don't even remember which episode was that.
I'm gonna have to go back and listen.
Oh my god, that will never not be funny. Anyway, so Lake Alatuna is about 40 miles west of Lake Lanier, and they get about that many people, about the same amount of people per year. Yet, Lake Alatuna has about a third of the deaths that Lake Lanier has.
It's probably not nearly as haunted either, given the context.
Yeah, no, we'll get there. So, one explanation for the high fatality count could be what lies beneath the surface of Lake Lanier. There's debris and rubble from sunken boats, there's lawn chairs, fishing wire, and the lake has a very low visibility. What lies beneath the surface of Lake Lanier, though, is the remnants of a town named Oscarville in Forsyth County. And it wasn't a dying or a dead town. It was lush with like flora, fauna. Land was fertile. I mean, there was
trees that were still rooted in the ground.
Yeah.
That when Lake Lanier droughts, like when a drought's rolling in, the tops of the dead trees will be exposed.
Yeah. So what Oscarville did have, however, I can't bring up Oscarville without talking about it. So there's some controversy surrounding Oscarville.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah, I'm not going into real depth here about it. I'm just brushing the surface and we're going to move on. Because it's a lot. It's a lot. So back in 1912, an 18-year-old woman named May Crow was beaten, sexually assaulted, and then wound up dying in the hospital later. And somehow, the community, the police and investigators, detectives, or whoever, decided that the closest family to where May Crow was found were the ones that did it. And they just so happened to be African American.
This is a predominantly black town.
Yes.
Just, I want to go ahead and just rip that Band-Aid off here.
So they decided that this group of four African Americans committed the crime and basically were drugged through the mud. So this case is very racially charged. Like I said, we're not gonna dive in too deep because it's rough. The police took in the family that was closest to the crime scene and took them into custody, essentially. One of them was a 16-year-old boy. I believe his name was Ernest. That's what I want to say. I think there's Ernest and Edward and a couple other ones. I can't remember exactly. But it later came out that he not only confessed to the killing, to the murder of May Crow, he was coerced into confessing and naming three other people that were quote unquote in on it. They they mock lynched him in as their coercion technique.
Whew.
Yeah. To show him what would happen if he did not confess to the murder and the sexual assault of May Crowe. There were other things that happened that were just horrific. That's not even, I mean, that's bad. But there's other bad, there's plenty more bad things about that case.
Yeah, we try not to go super into that type of shit here.
Essentially,
we love talking about horror stories and taking the piss out of serial killers and stuff, but
that's something I don't want to cover.
Yeah, that's just stuff that we choose not to do. And if you would like to go out on your own and research more about those types of things,
I think Morbid's episode on Lake Lanier they go into more detail. I personally
have I didn't no listen interest. To anything on this because I was just like, I want to go in blind on it.
It was awful. It was horrific. And there's not even a word to describe how awful that case was.
Yeah, well, I don't want to cover that case.
It's not. It's awful. So, from what I gathered, the ending of this case was basically the African-American community was pushed out of Forsyth County. In Oscarville, in general.
Well, that didn't happen till later on, right?
I thought it was that was what started.
Well, I mean, that's what started it, but the final straw was when they, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, so some think that the Lake Lanier was created to hide the dark history of Oscarville. Some parts of Oscarville are still visible to this day.
You can still see street signs.
Well, I'm talking about like there's parts that didn't get flooded.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how
big. I'm talking about there's still visible parts in the lake.
We'll get there. So there were other thriving communities with names like Castleberry Bottom that were flourishing during this time. U.S. Army Engineers. It was the Army Corps of Engineers.
They're the ones who built the Intercoastal Waterway.
No way.
Yep.
I didn't know that. They wanted to claim that area to create a lake to provide Atlanta and surrounding counties with a water supply and power, as well as to protect downstream areas from flooding and use it as a fish and wildlife management support. Quote unquote.
I guess. The eminent domain that shit.
They literally eminent domained it. Lake Lanier's dark history can be traced back way before it ever became a lake. Forsyth County sits on the western side and was once part of the Cherokee Nation and is one of the southeasternmost points of the Trail of Tears.
So
we're off to a great start.
Yeah, the land is bad.
That's probably why they flooded it. Anyway, so the government offered the town's residents money for their land. They offered them $30 an acre.
Well, that's... you got to think... So they flooded it when? 1950?
It was finally finished in 1958.
I feel like that's not enough money.
Well, you got to think it's 1950s not. Money.
Right, but see... Okay.
Because remember...
This one man...
Albert Fish gave a guy $10 for cutting his dick off, and it equaled out to like $200.
Right.
But that was in the 30s.
This 81-year-old man sold his 100-acre farm to the government, to the Corps, for $4,100. And in today's money, it's $45,000. I think, no, it was 2 years ago. $45,000.
Yeah, that's
100 acres. I don't even know how big that is, but I know I can't get it for $45,000.
It's the government. Government gonna come and take your land.
So
fuck the government.
They got fucked on these
if we
deals.
We're on the list. We are now. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate you.
Well, don't worry. The tinfoil hat time episodes put us on the list.
Much of the land in the area had been in families for generations, which made it difficult to for the families to put a price tag on their legacies, because a lot of this was farmland. So, a woman named Lisa Russell, who's a writing instructor at Georgia Northwestern Technical College, and she's an author of many books about the lost towns of North Georgia, said, quote, "At first, the government assured landowners that they were being paid for the true value of the land and buildings, because, you know, the whole town is being flooded, not just the residential, like,
yeah,
buildings, businesses, churches, fields,
cemeteries.
I'm getting there.
So excited.
So
you brought a cemetery into this.
And I did.
You have to know that's where he's gonna get. He's gonna.
You know, that's where Atlanta gets their drinking water from.
Oh, that explains a lot, actually.
You know what? You're onto something there. Anyway, so being paid for the true value of their land and buildings, but residents found it hard to price generations of memories, hard work, and deep roots. Lisa wrote in her book, Underwater Ghost Towns of North Georgia, quote, a host of emotions accompany...
How many the fuck are there if there's a whole goddamn book?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm actually kind of interested in that.
Yeah, same. I'm like...
Well, Lake Lanier is...
Massive.
56,000 acres.
So they flooded probably several towns.
It's several. Oscarville is just the
tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
It's the root of all of it.
So Lisa says, quote, a host of emotions accompanied the talk of relocation. Anger, resentment, fear, anxiety, bewilderment, and apprehension. To them, their land was priceless. End quote. At the end of the day, well, the end of the purchases and whatnot, 700 families sold their land to the government, totaling about 56,000 acres. They built a dam on the Chattahoochee River in order to start the formation of Lake Lanier. Mm. In order, I think it's called the Buford Dam. I believe it's what it's called. In order to prepare for the coming flood, the Army Corps of Engineers tore down or relocated anything that they considered dangerous. They uprooted trees and hauled them away. I guess ones that they could uproot. I don't know.
I'm probably assuming like big trees that would stick out from the top.
Yeah. So... the barns and wooden buildings that could potentially float and endanger boats were moved. Homes and businesses were burned to their concrete foundations.
Well, the ones that could be burned.
Yeah. So bridges and water intakes were relocated as well. But like you said, what does every town have? A cemetery.
Do you have anything about the church in here? Because yeah. There's still, okay. There's still tons of buildings down there.
Yeah. So the Corps identified and moved the marked graves, but it stands to reason that there are unmarked graves and that they very well could have missed.
Or allow me to just, you know. Do something. Bless you.
Thank you.
Allow me to throw this hypothesis out. The poltergeist theory. They moved the headstones, but they didn't bother to move the bodies, goddammit.
Maybe. Maybe they just got lazy or, you know, took the easy way out. I don't know. Supposedly, they made every effort to locate any potential unmarked grave sites, but there were limited capabilities at that time. We're talking about 1950.
Yeah, I doubt they did any of that. There was no radar penetration. They're like, well, you know, we tried.
I mean, what are they going to... I mean, there's only but so much they can do. There's not, like, the ground-penetrating scanners yet. There's nothing.
Yeah, I doubt they did shit.
An old race car track was left behind near Gainesville and still remains at the bottom of the lake, which I thought was pretty cool in a weird way. The Corps did remove the bleachers in case they did, like, move or float up or whatever.
But the track is still there.
The track is still there. Locals clogged up the roads and bridges to watch their town fill. Whatever they'd left was quickly being flooded with the rising water levels. Today, Lake Lanier has about 625 billion, with a B, billion gallons of water, which is the equivalent to 950,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
Holy shit.
This thing is huge. I've never seen it, but damn,
it's big.
On August 1st, 1958, the lake officially reached full pool status, which was about 1,677.77 feet deep, I guess, because it didn't say. It just said 1,677.77 feet. And that's not 56,000 acres, so I'm assuming that means deep. Yeah. I don't know. And it took about 7 years to fully fill the entire plot of land that they'd allocated.
That's a massive amount of water coming in.
Yeah, well, they have to slowly trickle it in. They can't just, like, open the dam. They had to be, like, gauged or whatever. It took about 7 years. I think they started February of 1950, I believe, and or no, 1951. I don't know. But I know it took about 7 years for it to fully.
I mean, that's a long time to slowly watch everything you've worked for in life just go underwater.
It just turned into the most, like, depressing thing ever.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just the headspace I'm in right now.
Okay.
The naming process of the lake was a point of contention for many. Some thought that they should name it after Georgia politician. Some thought they should be named after legendary football coach in Georgia. But they finally agreed to name the lake after Sidney Lanier, who was an 18th century poet and Confederate soldier from Georgia, who wrote Song of the Chattahoochee. So.
They should have named it Lake Alan Jackson.
Lake Jackson sounds way better than Lake Lanier.
Oh, fucker is skiing on in blue jeans and cowboy boots. With a life vest on.
As he should be. Yes. The official dedication of the lake was in October of 1957. So right before it had finally finished filling. It was about a year, less than a year. Many soon began to regret selling their land when they realized that they couldn't survive on what the government had gave them.
Well, here's the sad reality, right? Government gonna do what government's gonna do.
Right. And what most home plots are probably not a whole acre.
And I'm sure they realized that if we don't take...
Somebody is kicking and screaming about their ancestors selling that fucking land.
Well, here's the other thing, right? If they didn't sell that land, they were either going to forcibly remove them and they not get shit, or they were just going to flood the fucking land with them on it.
And I don't think they'd do that.
You don't think they'd do that? The U.S. government wouldn't do that?
No, I don't think they. I don't think so.
They infected half a day, almost all of San Francisco with a fucking virus off of a boat.
Well, that's today.
That was the Tuskegee experiment. They just infected black men with syphilis just to watch, see what would happen.
What?
Yeah. Look that shit up. You're like, we are in the 50s. Like,
yeah.
Hell yeah, they'd do that. I don't know. The government would do that.
That seems awful. I mean, you know, it's awful, but.
We should definitely cover the Tuskegee experiment. That would be fucked up.
And then I thought Tuskegee was like the airmen. Then they have.
Well, yeah, the Tuskegee airmen were a thing. Yeah. But yeah, the Tuskegee experiment was they infected a bunch of black men. They told them their blood was bad, that they didn't have anything but their blood being bad. And then they'd transfuse, like, I'll have to look at the notes on it. But yeah, they basically like let a bunch of black men have syphilis and watch the effects of syphilis. Like, just take these men down.
Didn't a king in Britain have syphilis?
Hitler had syphilis, they think.
He deserved that.
They think that's why he went crazy.
He deserved that. Lake Lanier was not built for recreational use, but that did not stop boaters and water enthusiasts alike from showing up as soon as they were.
Anytime you build a lake, you're going to have like.
The rednecks are going to come.
Yeah. And the housing market around Lake Lanier probably went through the moon too.
Oh, for sure.
They're like, oh, there's a lake here.
Right. Exactly.
I got to get a pontoon boat.
Some even before the water cleared some of the treetops of what was once a town. Lake Lanier is said to be the most dangerous underwater surface in the U.S. Divers agree that the conditions underneath the water's surface is some of the most deadliest that they've seen. I mean, they didn't, like, essentially.
There's still full buildings under the, like, in this lake. They got rid of the barns and, like, anything that they thought could float. But they weren't going to spend a lot of the manpower to, like, tear down the shit that wouldn't float.
Right.
So there's full concrete buildings there. Like, yeah. There's this fucking whole city block, basically.
Mm-hmm. So, fun fact. The Olympic torch traveled across America to Atlanta in 1996. We've covered Centennial Park.
Yep.
So, it came through Gainesville. And it was rowed across Lake Lanier. Temporary stands were built for people to watch it go across the lake.
They should have made that motherfucker swim. It's the Olympic torch.
That's the Olympic torch.
Yeah, you swim with.
It was like rowed across.
That's a cop out.
It is not.
That's like riding with the Olympic torch in a convertible.
What are you supposed to do with it?
Go around it.
No.
Or swim it.
No. So, over the years, divers have claimed to have seen creepy things under the water at Lake Lanier. Some say they've seen catfish as big as Volkswagens. They don't specify which Volkswagen. I'm assuming they mean like a bug. Yeah.
A beetle.
So, YouTube is fraught with underwater footage of sunken houseboats and piles of debris and
cars.
Buildings. Yeah.
Like, straight up cars, tons of cars.
Yeah. So, between 1994 and October of 2020, 203 people had died in drownings and boating accidents. I think it was 140 drownings, and the rest were boating accidents. According to Mark McKinnon of the Georgia DNR. So, that's a lot.
It's a hefty amount.
Yeah, I'd say so. So, from 1998 to 2002 and from 2007 to 2009, Lake Lanier went through two pretty bad droughts. The second one was from a malfunction in the dam, but both drought periods were so bad that parts of the submerged town were visible.
No shit.
Yeah. It didn't specify which parts, but it just said, like, you could see the town underneath.
Well, there's footage.
They're on a collision course.
Well, there's footage on TikTok of people seeing street signs and just crazy shit.
In 2017, a man named Buck Buchanan, who was a longtime diver, told local news that sometimes he felt body parts in the lake during his many dives down there. He said, quote, yeah, You reach out into the dark and you feel an arm or a leg and it doesn't move. Oof. Some say they can hear church bells while under the water.
That's the freakiest thing to me.
But there's no record of such a thing being left behind. Like, the Corps' like, nah, like, we don't have any record of either a church being there or the bells being left.
And there's tons of people who have seen this church. Like, because I've seen a lot of video of people saying that there's a church down there.
I didn't get time to, like, dive down deep into the, into the.
No pun intended. Well, pun YouTube, intended.
The YouTube videos of the footage. But even so, none of that has hindered the lake's popularity. Lake Lanier was one of the most visited Coors-built lakes in the nation. Thing is huge. I mean,
dude, there's people that take TikToks and they're like, I survived Lake Lanier 2023.
I don't know if I would ever actually, I mean, I'll drive past Lake Lanier.
I'd go for a photo op.
Yeah. I won't get in it. Heck no.
Yeah.
So one of Lake Lanier's most popular urban legends involves a car wreck. Obviously. So the story goes, in 1958, two women, Delia Mae Parker Young and Susie Roberts, left a dance in a Ford sedan. It's important for the story.
What the fuck, dude?
Sorry.
Forever young.
I just like everybody's forever young.
That was appropriate. Just anyway.
Make sure your friends on Do Not Disturb. Oh, it was
not. I'm sorry. So, they left the dance in a Ford sedan. They stopped for gas and skipped out on paying for their gas.
Karma's a bitch.
Yo, for real. Because they skidded off of a bridge and fell into the lake.
I think that karma might have gone a little bit far with that, but okay. Go off, queen.
And they were never seen again. About a year later, a fisherman found a decomposed, unidentifiable body floating near one of the bridges.
Not unidentified, just unidentifiable.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's been eaten by fish and shit.
Yeah. How else do you think the catfish got that big?
They're hungry they're hungry for people. Explains
Broadway down here.
Well, the catfish aren't the size of a fucking Volkswagen at Broadway. They're Broadway at the beach is what we're talking about. It's,
have you not seen them before?
Yo, them some hefty little peppers, though.
Yeah, because they got all these kids putting quarters in the catfish food machines.
It's just cat food.
One of my friends threw a burger, like, bun over the top.
Don't say cat food. Now Ripley's showed up, and she wants cat food.
They threw their entire top bun because they didn't want it into the pond. And I've never seen, like, animals just, like, absolutely go completely feral over a damn piece of bread.
All right, I got a funny one for you.
What?
So, I was at Tilted Kilt one night when that was there. Uh-huh. And we were fucking with the catfish. And I shot a bunch of mustard into the water. And they went fucking bananas.
Ew. Mustard.
They fucking loved it.
That's such a weird thing.
I shot the whole thing of mustard into the lake. Like, I didn't throw the container, but I, like,
they probably would have ate the container. I took the
cap off and just squirted that shit right into the water, and they were like, fucking, just nom nomming that shit.
That's so weird.
Ugh. I kind of feel bad for them, but I know they eat really, really well, and they usually keep that pond decently, okay, clean. I don't know. It's kind of slowed down over there. That boat probably, how many times they have a, like, speedboat that runs through there? Like, it's an attraction.
On all the bridges?
Yeah. How many fish do you think they hit with that stupid thing?
A lot.
Well, I don't think there's an outboard motor in that, so I don't think I think they're fine.
No, I'm saying, like, when they just, like, let's say they're
They're just fucking around?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably a lot.
Yeah.
They're probably bogged all of them.
All the turtles, too. They just get a big old mean boop on the head. They just
get a
spit around in the water. Giving the fish fucking Jesus. Whirling disease.
Right? So anyway, finds an unidentifiable body floating in the water. But it wouldn't be until 1990 that officials find a 1950s Ford sedan with the remains inside matching those of Susie Roberts, making the body that was found in 1959 that of Delia May. There's a ghost of one of the women, supposedly, called the Lady of the Lake, and she wanders the bridge at night in a blue dress, which
is... As we know, ghosts and paranormal shit love bridges.
They fucking do, man. They fucking do. Some people have reported seeing ghostly apparitions, hearing unexplainable noises, and the sense of being watched when they're at Lake Lanier. Many of the drownings have occurred at Lake Lanier have been close to shore and in calm water conditions, which makes them that much more suspicious.
Yeah, that's kind of fucking weird, dude.
I don't think the ghosts are trying to play mermaids. I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
Well, that's like siren bullshit, man.
So there was one I read. There was a drowning of I believe he was a teenager. He
thought he was going to get some hot ghost pussy and wandered in the water and she like drowned his ass.
No, Eric. But
he didn't even get a pee-pee touch out of this
whole thing. Oh, I'm sure he did after the fact. It was probably by the fish when they gnawed it off.
Possibly.
Fuck, man.
So he jumps off his family dock into Lake Lanier and got electrocuted.
So that happened this year.
Yeah. No, it was last year, wasn't it?
No, this year.
It was this year?
All right. So I was actually going to bring this up because I didn't think you were. Because it was just so fresh that it happened. But man dies after being electrocuted at Lake Lanier.
Yeah.
So, electric shock drowning occurred when an electrical current leaks into the surrounding waters, causing a swimmer to become incapacitated, according to Electric Shock Drowning Prevention Association. Which, how often is that fucking happening if there's a prevention association for the shit? And he was 24 years old.
Oh, okay.
He jumped off of a dock into the lake and got electrocuted and drowned as a result.
Yeah, someone like dove in after him. And when they came out of the water, they were like, oh, I'm being electrocuted right now. So they had to get like help to get out of the water.
Which, that means there's still fucking power running down there.
Well, it was the electric dock lift for the boat.
Okay. As long as it wasn't like the fucking town coming alive and like,
no, this
killing
isn't,
the fucking people.
This isn't the smart house but make it Lake Lanier.
I mean, don't shock me, Alexa.
Nah.
But yeah, that's fucking.
Also, terrifying. What I found out is that Usher's stepson was killed on Lake Lanier.
Yeah, I read about that, too.
Kyle something or another. I can't remember his last name. He was, like, floating in an inner tube, and a jet ski, like, ran over him.
This place is just cursed.
Literally.
But very hard.
You couldn't pay me to go on Lake Lanier. Like, I'm white, but I'm not that white.
She goes to Lake Rocks.
It's also a dumping ground, too. So it's a body dumping ground.
I bet it is.
So it's kind of like Lake Mead. Where the mob would dump bodies and shit.
Drain Lake Mead, though.
Well, now they found a ton of more bodies in Lake Mead because of the drought.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had put them in, like, big metal drums. Barrels.
Yeah.
So they put them in metal drums and then just sink them.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't float, and now they're finding all these bodies and shit in these drums. But yeah, this is fucking nuts, dude. Like, the amount of corpses and shit. There's some footage of, like, a dude's foot.
Just floating in the water.
No, like, you see 2 feet in the water, and it's like... It's like that fucking movie where they poke the dead guy in the lake with a stick. Or on the river. I can't remember the name of the movie. It's not Stand By Me, is it? Nah, it's not Stand By Me.
Isn't that a dancing movie?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. Anyway, it's like Yeah, there's just this dead guy's feet in the water.
Gross. So the grand total of lives that we know of that have been taken by Lake Lanier, we'll just call it that, is 675.
That motherfucker is super haunted.
That dude. We know of. Officials believe that there are at least 24 undiscovered bodies in the lake, and 24 seems oddly specific.
It's like they know.
It's like, oh, we're missing 24 bodies.
They're missing a double. What is it? Double.
I wonder how many of them from when they, you know, flooded the lake.
I just 25, 30, but 24 seems very oddly specific, and it doesn't sit well with me. I don't appreciate it.
Well, that's probably the 24 unaccounted people that probably told the government to fuck off. They weren't going to sell their land, and they killed them.
I don't know, but it's very oddly specific, and I don't like it. It's icky.
Yeah, that's kind of gross. The whole situation down there is gross. Yeah, super potentially haunted lake. Definitely cursed. Definitely cursed land.
Mm-hmm.
But if you guys have any stories about Lake Lanier, let us know on our email at creepsinthecrypt@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to hear them because that would be fucking awesome. And I guess that's going to wrap it up for us. So Christian, do your thing.
I feel like you were like kind of pissed at me. I was listening intently. It was there. Nothing.
Anyway, your thing.
You're just no nonsense today. No fun.
No, I'm sorry you want to be forever young, but we're doing a show here.
Listen, I need you to be quiet, and I'll do a disappearing act with your penis later if you just calm down.
Okay, go ahead and do the social so we can move on to greener pastures.
We appreciate you guys so much, and thank you so much for listening, the downloads, the shares. Keep those up. It helps us. Make sure you guys have your auto downloads on. Like Eric mentioned, it does shut off after a couple months, and you have to go back in and manually do it. But I know it's a pain in the butt, but it takes 2 seconds. Just do it. We appreciate it. Make sure you guys, seriously, if anybody has ever been to this lake, please share a personal account because I would love to hear that from you. I feel like if you saw a foot fly, like floating in the water, that would be, you know, kind of detrimental. That would be part of those like key memories.
You're definitely going to be fucked up afterwards.
Fuck yeah, you would. And we love you guys. Make sure you guys are following us on Instagram, Facebook, the TikTok, Sam. All the good stuff.
All of it.
Yes. All the good things. And stay spooky.
Stay creepy.
And stay safe.